Welcome to ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers with your host, Peggy Smedley.
This is ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. I'm your host, Peggy Smedley. Our first guest educates the industry and draws awareness to best practices in the design and construction of traffic control equipment and vehicles. He has spent several years consulting with the various state and federal organizations and associations to develop and promote the safest possible traffic control truck as a standard for the entire U.S. Please welcome Andrew Roberts, Director of Business Development and Strategic Accounts for Royal Truck and Equipment. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me on. I didn't realize how long my title actually was until you said it out loud.
That's what happens, Andrew. Sometimes we have a very long title and we don't even know it. Well, we're delighted to have you on the show, but let's talk about, you know, what is Royal, you know, Truck and Equipment, and, you know, actually, what do you guys do?
Well, so Royal is a... We're kind of a niche manufacturer. We build traffic control vehicles. It's kind of a very specialty area of marketplace for construction. Usually it applies most to state DOTs, but more contractors that are out there building roads and bridges, maintaining them. And the equipment that we build, you'd pass by it on your way to work. You'd pass by it when you're driving around the city, and you'd never even know it. But it's some interesting looking equipment with some attachments on them that protect the drivers, they protect the workers in the work zone. And bottom line is we build what we call attenuator trucks, crash trucks. They're designed specifically to be crashed into. And they've got these attenuators on the back of them that if you've got a distracted driver out there, somebody falls asleep at the wheel, drunk driver, anything, as they're passing through or around a work zone, they're not going to go crashing into the workers, injuring or possibly killing people, but they'll instead run into this truck and in all likelihood walk away safe and sound, maybe with a couple bumps and scratches, and some of the workers that are in the work zone. So we design and build these. They're pretty heavily engineered, and it's something that we've been bringing to the forefront, and we're presenting out at ConExpo, obviously. But more than that, we've actually integrated a lot of different forms of technology into our vehicles. We tried to take the industry and take what was once considered a dumb vehicle, unintelligent. It just sat there as a blocker to protect the workers, and integrate some technology into those trucks that provided greater protection to the driving public around them and the workers. And the more recent addition to that is that we've actually got a self-driving autonomous version of this truck. That's what we're really focusing on is the implementation, the technology, how that can potentially save lives, and then obviously the autonomous form of the technology, which is, you know, the topic on everybody's lips these days, from soup to nuts in every industry. Everybody wants to know how autonomous vehicles are going to play out.
Well, let's talk about that then. So do you think autonomous vehicles are going to become the norm at the job site? Is that what you're saying? I mean, everybody's talking about it, but there's a lot of issues. You've got insurance issues. You've got the idea of who's responsible for that. And, you know, we can't even seem to get drivers to not want to text and drive. And there's all kinds of issues associated with, is someone going to still be in the vehicle when you have an autonomous vehicle? And, you know, is that really safe? Because we've seen all the issues Tesla and everybody else has had with it right now. But let's talk about that autonomous truck that you're talking about.
Well, so that's kind of an interesting thing. I've spent a lot of time in the last year to year and a half talking with, you know, a lot of different DOTs, with ASHTO, which is the kind of the grouping of the 50 DOTs, federal highways, and a lot of independent contractors. And everything you just mentioned is, those are the topics of conversation, right? So how do you do this safely? How do you do this effectively? How do you do this and then manage the risk? And obviously, you know, at the bottom of that, all of that is, you know, insurance risk, things like that, or people's lives. So the people that are not driving an autonomous vehicle relative to the autonomous vehicle itself, how do you protect those drivers, the John and Jane Doe that are driving 70 miles an hour next to this autonomous vehicle on the road? And so what's really different about this is the application. So instead of the Tesla and the Ford Motor Company or whatever vehicle manufacturer we're talking about that maybe has an autonomous vehicle that is planning to go 60, 70 miles an hour on the road next to you and I, we're talking about a commercial vehicle that is, it's a low-speed application, and it's in a semi-protected environment in and around a work zone. So when I say low-speed application, what I'm talking about is the truck that this is intended to be in is going to be moving between 5 and 10 miles an hour. The risk of a lane departure or a collision or a misstep is drastically reduced by the low-speed application and the nature of it. In addition to that, you've got, you know, all sorts of lights and cones and barrels and all sorts of things alerting drivers to what's going on around this work zone. And even more than that, you've got a truck that's specifically designed to be crashed into. So if, God forbid, something were to happen, you have an attenuator on the back that's meant to absorb an impact. So you have a designed vehicle that's protected, and it's in a very specific application that would allow for, in the way that the states and a lot of people have put this, as a stepping stone toward the eventual regulation that needs and safety considerations that need to be brought to the forefront with regard to regulating autonomous consumer vehicles. So when I say that,
Devil's advocate with you on this, only because it's not about the truck, it's about the people. People with their smartphones are oblivious to the world around them. Many construction accidents happen today because people walk into construction zones and they don't even know they did it. So I fear that even if this happened, some crazy person is going to walk into this poor moving autonomous truck, even though it's in a construction zone, and not even know they did it, because we see it every day. Somebody walks into a pond, they walk into a fountain, they walk into a door because they're looking at their smartphone. They don't even know, and they walk into people. They walk into traffic. They don't even know what they're doing. I fear that even if it's not the truck's fault, it's some person who doesn't even know. People don't even have dinner anymore. They're looking at their smartphone at a restaurant. So it's not necessarily the truck's fault. It's not the smart autonomous vehicle. It's the person who's using their phone and doesn't know what's going on around them.
It's funny you pinpoint that, because the phone is absolutely probably the biggest culprit for the distractions that are taking place out there. The one thing I would say, I can play devil's advocate with you a little bit on this, in the sense that where you would find this specific application is usually going to be on highways and roads and bridges, not where you're going to be exposed to a lot of people walking around, in the most sense. I mean, I'm not sure about you, but I don't tend to go walking down next to the highway very often unless I've broken down. But your point is that in and around a construction zone, in general, yes, there are risk factors. You need to have collision avoidance systems and protocols in place for that. And in this particular application, because of where it's set up, you're really exposed to traffic. You're exposed to the motoring public more than foot traffic. But it does allow for the testing and as a stepping stone to developing the technologies and verifying the adequacy of the technologies in protecting the construction zones where you might have people, foot traffic that actually would invade and be at risk. And ultimately what we're talking about here is you need the vehicle to be aware, sensing with a collision avoidance system that is going to be smarter than the person that's walking staring at their phone.
You make a great point, because I think autonomous trucks are great. And I think the point is it's we have to get people to not be so oblivious to what's going on. So you're going to have this truck or something. We're going to be able to see it at the expo next week.
Well, the application of it that you're going to be able to see. So we will have a truck. We have two trucks there. But for space limitations, we weren't able to actually have a fully autonomous working segment, driving around and getting people in there. So rather than that, we took it from the real world to virtual reality. So we partnered with a number of different organizations and developed a virtual reality world that you can get into. You're going to put on one of those headsets, and you'll be tied into the system where you'll get to experience walking up, walking around, and getting into in a fully autonomous vehicle. And you'll experience it the way that I've experienced it, getting into the passenger seat of the vehicle and watching it drive itself and watching it follow its lead vehicle. So this particular technology is a leader-follower that will follow the actions of a lead vehicle. But you'll be sitting in there next to live traffic in a virtual reality 3D world experiencing this with all the sounds. Unfortunately, not the smells and the tastes, but all of the different senses that you would experience in virtual reality.
I love this. I love this. What is your booth that we can go and see you guys? Where are you guys located right now? Where are you going to be?
We're going to have the actual physical vehicles in the gold lot. So there's a 30 by 50 space out there where the vehicles will be. But we're actually going to be located separately in the tech corner. So this is, I think, a new experience that ConExpo has come up with in terms of showcasing newer technologies out there. So there is an innovations and technology corner where they have space dedicated specifically for this virtual reality experience. And I'm blanking at the moment on exactly where that's located, but I believe that they're going to be promoting it quite well. So missing the tech corner would be hard to do.
Yeah, the tech experience. You're going to be at the Andrew. I love this. I wish you guys much success because I think it's a great idea. And I think as we advance technology in construction, these are the kind of things that the construction industry needs to be looking at and taking into. So we're looking forward to seeing it. So everybody, check it out. Check it out at ConExpo right now this week going live. So thanks so much, Andrew, for being with us. All right. Thank you for tuning in. And we've got more to come right here at ConExpo ConAg Radio, brought to you by the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. If it's new, it's here. We'll be right back right after this commercial break.
Imagine what's next for the future of the construction industry. 3D printing, robotics, roadways that heal, autonomous vehicles, holograms, augmented reality. Step into the new tech experience at ConExpo ConAg and revolutionize how you think about infrastructure, the future job site, and the skills needed for tomorrow's workforce. Just one part of North America's largest construction show. Attend ConExpo ConAg March 7th through 11th in Las Vegas. If it's new, it's here.
Hi, this is Rob Barnett, CEO and founder of VinVillage.com and the Wine and Dine Show on VinVillage Radio. Do you have a wine, event, product, or service to promote? Then contact VinVillage.com to reach thousands of wine lovers across the country. VinVillage connects like-minded wine enthusiasts with unique and exclusive wines, events, products, and services. To learn more, contact us on VinVillage.com. VinVillage is where wine lovers connect.
Identity theft costs over $20 billion a year. When was the last time you changed all of your passwords? Don't be a victim. The nonprofit Securing Our eCity Foundation is here to support you. They serve individuals, families, seniors, businesses, and nonprofits throughout San Diego, helping to make a safer cyber experience for all. For more information, visit securingourecity.org or call 619-630-2444.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Ulcher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has help so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.
Come join over 130,000 construction industry professionals in March 2017. ConExpo ConAg 2017 is North America's largest construction show. Explore over 2.5 million square feet and imagine what's next with over 2,500 exhibitors. Get the details at ConExpoConAg.com/future and join us as we take this to the next level.